steps, turning as brown as berries in the blazing sun. The heat was unbearable, especially in high summer, when the pavements burnt the soles of your feet and mosquitoes took full advantage of your exposed flesh to stealthily attack. I can still smell the myriad scents that wafted through my open bedroom window. The drains, which on occasion were enough to turn your stomach, but more often the enticing aroma of freshly baked pizza from Papa's kitchen. When I was young, we were poor, but by the time I took my first communion, Papa and Mama had made quite a success of Marco's, their small cafe. They worked night and day, serving spicy pizza slices made to Papa's secret recipe, which over the years had become famous in the Piedigrotta. In the summer months, the cafe became even busier with the influx of tourists, and the cramped interior was jammed with wooden tables until it was almost impossible to walk between them. Our family lived in a small apartment above the cafe. We had our own bathroom, there was food on the table, and shoes on our feet. Papa was proud that he'd risen from nothing to provide for his family in such a way. I was happy too, my dream stretching little further than the following sunset. Then, one hot August night, when I was 11 years old, something happened that changed my life. It seems impossible to believe that a girl not yet in her teens could fall in love. But I remember so vividly the moment I first laid eyes on him. Chapter 1. Naples, Italy, August 1966. Rosanna Antonia Minici held onto the wash basin and stood on her tiptoes to look in the mirror. She had to lean a little to the left because there was a crack in it that distorted her facial features. This meant she could see only half of her right eye and cheekbone and none of her chin. She was still too short to see that, even standing on her toes. Rosanna! Will you come out of the bathroom? Sighing, Rosanna let go of the basin, walked across the black linoleum floor and unlocked the door. The handle turned immediately. The door opened and Carlotta brushed roughly past her. Why do you lock the door, you silly child? What have you to hide? Carlotta turned on the bath taps, then pinned her long, dark, curly hair expertly on top of her head. Rosanna shrugged sheepishly, wishing that God had made her as lovely as her older sister. Mama had told her that God gave everyone a different gift, and Carlotta's was her beauty. She watched humbly as Carlotta removed her bathrobe, revealing her perfect body with its lush, creamy skin, full breasts and long, tapered legs. Everyone who came into the cafe praised Mama and Papa's beautiful daughter and said how she would one day make a good match for a rich man. Steam began to rise in the small bathroom as Carlotta turned off the taps and climbed into the water. Rosanna perched herself on the edge of the bath. "Is Giulio coming tonight?" she asked her sister. "Yes, he will be there." "Will you marry him, do you think?" Carlotta began to soap herself. "No, Rosanna, I will not marry him."
"But I thought you liked him."
"I do like him, but I don't... Oh, you are too young to understand."
"Papa likes him."
"Yes, I know Papa likes him. He's from a rich family." Carlotta raised an eyebrow and sighed dramatically.
"But he bores me.
Papa would have me walking down the aisle with him tomorrow if he could. But I want to have some fun first, enjoy myself."
"But I thought being married was fun," persisted Rosanna. "You can wear a pretty wedding dress and get lots of presents and your own apartment and..."
"A brood of screaming children and a thickening waistline," finished Carlotta, idly tracing the slender contours of her own body with the soap as she spoke. Her dark eyes flickered in Rosanna's direction.
"What are you staring at? Go away, Rosanna, and let me have 10 minutes' peace."
"Mama needs your help downstairs.
And close the door behind you."
Without replying,